And then they leave all nasty speaking up and out. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Natalie. Sorry, I have my mic off. Can you hear me?
I can now. You're right.
I do apologize. Sorry about that. I'm there speaking to you behind my mic off, so sorry about that.
I was thinking it was my computer. Again. Alan Fletcher.
Yeah.
Let me just shut. Lovely. And who is it? James? Who's calling? Are you James, yeah? Well, lovely. Just put in through and I will have a chat.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, is this Alan?
Yeah, it's been.
Hi, Alan. It's Natalie, LMA Legal. Just for data protection, can you just confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
It's 3187 and it's 12 Paul Pepperwood, D5B78.
Thank you. Okay, just make you aware during the call, if there's any safeguarding, I will need to make a referral to the local authority. But I discuss this with you first. And also, the call is recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue with that?
Yeah.
Thank you. So today is just about gathering some more information about the impact of retirement and care for your application for Scottish redress. What age did you go into care?
I think I was only a couple of months old.
A few months old. Do you remember what local authority?
Glasgow.
Glasgow. Lovely. And were you known by other names or a nickname or anything?
Yeah, well, I think my other name was Alan Kelly.
Is it K-E-L-L-Y or I-E?
Yeah, I think it's K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay. Any nicknames?
I had Teep in it as well. My middle name is Teep, so it's T-E-A-P-E.
T-E-A-P-E?
T-E, yeah.
Is that your middle name or surname?
My middle name.
Okay. Any other names?
That's it.
Okay. So care settings, I've just got down, is between 92 to 2002. You were foster parents?
Yeah.
Were there any other different settings?
Apparently I went through about 5 or 6 different houses in the space for a couple of months.
5 or 6. Is that foster parents?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what school?
I was a baby.
Okay, what, so did you, 2002, so you would have been 4, did you go to nursery?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the nursery?
Oh, no, man. No.
Really testing now, and I.
Yeah, man. I can tell you where it used to be, but I don't know where it is. I think it's not an offer anymore.
I'm not sure, because it might be on your records, you might be able to get it from there. Yeah. Who's your registered GP surgery, please?
It used to be medical practice.
Is that who you're with now?
No, it's Crookston Medical Practice now.
Can you spell that for me, please?
C-R-O, I'm dyslexic on this, is C-R-S-T-O, O-N.
Crookston Medical Practice. Oh, is it an X in it?
No. Crookston. It turns out when I'm going to my phone, you know, helpfully. Come up with.
All right. I'll just put it into chat. I'll put it into chat GPT. Maybe for a second, I'll double check it. It's my spelling as well. I'm not very good at it.
I think it is. It's okay, so what are you going?
I've got it. I found it. Crookston. C-R-R-O-O.
C-R-K-S-T-O-N.
Oh, hang on a second. C-R.
O-O.
Yep.
K-S-T-O-N.
Lovely. Thank you.
And it's on the millions and more.
Thank you. Do you have any professional support in you at the moment, such as social care or occupational therapy?
No.
Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
Years ago, yeah, but not now.
What did you have years ago?
I had post-traumatic stress and all that, everything that happened to me, ended up in the hospital and all that because of it all. But I've still got it, my self-help.
So PTSD, years ago. That probably is still on the record.
Right. It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, probably still there. I don't think PTSD will get removed. Did you have anxiety, depression as well?
Yeah.
See, those ones, they tend to can't come and go, but I don't think PTSD ever gets removed.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever done any self-harm?
Years ago, I tried for money. When I was going to help
me. The phone went all funny then.
Sorry. Years ago, I tried to quit hot myself, but that was a long time ago.
Is that when you tried to end your life?
Yeah.
How old were you then?
25 or something, 26.
Okay. And did you get support for that?
The special the police special took me into psychiatric unit.
So you went to the mental health hospital, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you an inpatient there?
Yeah.
And can you remember how long you were there for?
4 or 5 months.
Okay. Is that where you got your diagnosis?
Yeah.
In terms of trying to end your life, how did you try to do that?
I took tablets or something from the head.
Yeah. You don't remember that, though?
I can't remember them.
Yeah.
I can't remember them.
Okay. In terms of self-harm, have you ever cut yourself or burned yourself or picked at your skin?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh. And did you receive the right support after, obviously, when you were an inpatient?
Yeah.
Did you have any therapy or counselling in your life?
Throughout my life I had counsellors and all that and stuff and things like that, but as a kid and all that as well, but I can't remember anything.
Was that through CAM, would it have been CAMH or CAMS?
I don't know, my school put me through it and that as well.
Okay, so school, put through, and then was it through GP the rest?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, do you have any physical health?
No.
As a child, do you remember ever going to hospital when you were in care? I know you were quite young.
Nah.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
A long time ago, 10 years ago.
Would that have been about 28?
20, I can get 9 points.
Yeah, and what was that for?
It was self-defense, but it was their fault.
Did you get a conviction for that?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Any other convictions or arrests?
Not that. I was 18.
Yeah.
I secured it, guys punched me and I turned around and punched him and broke his jaw.
Was that assault again, that one?
Yeah. Again, self-defense, but I get done. Because it says I'm like martial art trained, even though I'm not.
Oh?
Yeah, I know.
Don't know how that happens.
Yeah, I know. It was self-defense, but this is I must be martial art trained or something, because the way I broke the guy's jaw with one punch. Then I was like, I'm on.
You catch him in a way that sort of done a lot of damage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what happened both times.
Have you ever done martial arts? No.
No, never in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how they can say that without any evidence, isn't it? It's just madness.
Yeah, I know. That's not worth it.
Yeah. Have you ever had an issue with drugs or alcohol?
No. Well, when I was going through the depression thing, I was drinking quite a lot.
Okay.
Over 10 years ago.
I'm going to put when you had your depression stroke trauma, because it was all the same thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Had issue with alcohol. Are you okay if I write abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And when did you stop?
When I went in the hospital and
it's mental health inpatient hospital. Okay. So what age did you leave care?
On my 16th birthday.
16?
Well, when my doctor permits, like, I left on my 16th birthday.
Okay. After you were 16, did they offer you any other support, social care?
No, probably. Nobody helped us at all. I had a family friend that helped me.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So, with your time with us, obviously you're going to be having calls, letters, text messages and those kind of things. To contact from us, would you prefer a male or a female advisor?
Don't
mind. No preference, okay. So, do you provide us consent to request copies of your records from all the professionals that you've mentioned in our like correspondence with yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you want to see copies of your care records?
Aye, that'd be good, I have never seen them.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I applied for my mum and dad's death certificates, and that's what I found to figure out how that goes out.
Yeah? Did you get that information?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't have anything on there, or not enough on there. I know that myself, I've looked for a death certificate and I looked for, you know, where they were buried and things, and
I've never been able to find out where my mum was buried.
Mm.
But he was cremated, so I don't know what's happening with my dad.
Yeah, it is hard to find sometimes. Sometimes you can contact the local cemeteries and they've got registers and the local authority where they pass away. Usually keep a record, but back in the day, not every record was kept, if that makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it was over 40 years ago.
So yeah.
I'm 38, so 38 years ago it was.
Yeah.
And I died a couple of days before I was born.
Yeah. Back then, I think mine was about, the one I was looking for, 73. So slightly before you were born. I can't find that information either. So it is difficult, so I do understand. So about your process, it's going to take us about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact, okay, going forward. So if you save this number on your phone, if you get any questions, you can just give me a call. What we're going to do is gather the evidence for your case now, and once we get that, I'll give you another call back to clarify the information that we've got. And then once we've gathered it all together, that's when we put your case forward through to Scottish Redress Panel. You aren't required to go to that panel. It's a closed door panel, but you will be aware of the date that it will be held. As part of our compliance, I've just got to go through the options that you will have for Scottish Redress, obviously because it's recorded as well. So one is you're able to do this on your own, independently, and search for your own evidence. You're entitled to a different solicitor from England or Scotland who accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf to Scottish Redress. They receive that fee whether you win or you lose. And then there's ourselves, MMA Legal, who can act on your behalf, but we've opted out of the fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take 20% tax fee from your case if you win, and if you lose, we don't charge you anything. So it means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. So you're also entitled to a 14-day cooling-off period Are you happy to wait 14 days or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Yeah, just proceed to me.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, so that's everything from me today.
I did report it years ago to the police, and the police investigated, but there wasn't enough evidence to convict them.
What was this? At the care setting?
Because my doctor felt so I'm really abusive towards me.
Let me write this down. Let me get a different section to put this in. So, reported to the police. What police force was it?
Strathclyde Police.
Clyde Police in Glasgow, but not enough evidence to convict. Is that right?
Yeah.
One
of the witnesses died in there is an old man and he died.
Right. One of them.
The PID got involved in that. It was for years investigating and stuff.
Okay. Can you remember any other details that would be useful to...
No, I can't remember anything.
So what we'll do is we'll see if we can get some information from that, because it might have some missing information might help your case as well.
Right.
So we'll do all of those. If you do think of anything else, just give me a call and then we can add that on. As soon as we've got it all together, that's when we'll send it all across. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Lovely. Okay. Lovely to speak to you, Alan. You look after yourself, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.